Heartland Eye Clinic, Olson Dray Service, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Lee Motor Company. Also by Jubilee Foods in Madison, First Security Bank of Canby, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports Coverage on 92.1 FM. It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Lakeview High School for Section 3A softball playoffs. The Lackawanna Valley Eagles taking on the Red Rock Central Westbrook Walnut Grove Falcons. And it's going to be a big day here in Cottonwood and a big day here on Q92 Sports as we will have softball and baseball throughout the day today. And elimination game here, this is the loser's bracket. Both these teams played on Tuesday. And Lackawanna Valley, on Tuesday, they hosted a couple games, and they beat Dawson Boyd 6-0, and then they lost to the Bold Warriors 6-1 to drop down in the loser's bracket. Red Rock Central, Westbrook Walnut Grove, they won their first game 10-9 over Murray County Central, and they lost to the number one seed at Edgerton Southwest Christian 22-0 to play in the loser's bracket here. Well, we're going to play the national anthem, and that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back with the first pitch right after this.
With the 350 sub of the day at Subway, there's never been a better time to try something deliciously different. Because every day of the week, you can now get a featured 6-inch Subway sub for just $3.50. So mix up your lunchtime routine and treat yourself to the endless flavor combinations at Subway. The 350 sub of the day. We took an already great lineup and made it even better. A better price, great taste, and no artificial flavors. The 350 sub of the day, only at Subway.
Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92.
Attention propane users, Independent Oil Company of Canby wants to serve you. No annual tank rent, no contract service fees, no cost keep full program, dependable residential, commercial, and agricultural services and delivery. Lock in those propane prices now. Call Independent Oil Company located 106 First Street East in Canby. Call 507-223-5942. 507-223-5942. Independent Oil Company of Canby, serving Canby and the surrounding area since 1935. And be sure to ask about their Independent Oil loyalty cards. Get 10 punches on either your propane tank exchange card or live bait card and get one free. Stop by and get your bait and propane today at Independent Oil Company in Canby. Good luck, area high school athletes and students, from all of us at Miller Legal Strategic Planning Centers. At Legal, our focus is guiding farmers and their families, business owners, and other committed clients in identifying and reaching their goals. We do this by creating and providing customized farm succession and estate planning, customized wealth preservation, business and transition plans, while at the same time protecting family relationships and minimizing conflicts for our clients. Call our Dawson office toll-free at 1-877-492-6620. That's 1-877-492-6620 to schedule a free consultation. At Cockleman Construction, they'll do the job right for you. They offer all types of dozer, scraper, and backhoe work, ditch cleaning, site preparation, and soil conservation work, plus gravel delivery. Call their office at 507-223-7767. That's area code 507-223-7767. Cockleman Construction Incorporated of Canby, where they do the job right for you.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lakeview High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Lackawanna Valley taking on Red Rock Central, Westbrook Walnut Grove. And the captains and the coaches and the umpires are behind home plate. And, boy, just a kind of a nice Saturday morning here in Cottonwood. Overcast skies. The sun will peek out once in a while, but hardly any wind. And just a beautiful Saturday morning to play some section softball. And just a reminder, after this game, we'll be going over to Canby to pick up Section 3A baseball action. We're Lacaparle Valley, Coach Bart Hill and the Eagles, they'll take on KMS. Brandon Hill and Steve Enger will be broadcasting the baseball game from Canby at 1 o'clock. And then after that, we'll take it from there to see who wins and loses and where we'll go from there. Also, baseball being played in Dawson today in Section 3A baseball action. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks right now just starting their game with Renville County West. And the other game is the Minneota Vikings taking on Central Minnesota Christian, that in Dawson. Well, let's turn our attention now to softball here in Cottonwood. This is one of the better softball complexes around, not about four softball fields, and they do a great job of preparing things. And Lacaparle Valley, of course, the Eagles, the number two seed out of the north, taking on Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, the number four seed out of the south. And both these teams lost on, as I mentioned, on Tuesday to drop down in the loser's bracket. So you win this game, you'll play this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And if you lose this game, you go home for the season. I know there's a lot of graduation parties today and tomorrow, and some of those had to be put on hold today. All right, let's go through your starting lineups here for Lacaparle Valley as we're going to be, let's start the softball game. How about that first? Haley Wushlager pitching for Lacaparle Valley. And here we go. The Eagles are the home team. Here's your first pitch of the section softball game, and that's high for ball one. Haley Simonson is batting for Red Rock Central. They have similar uniforms as the Eagles. There's a strike thrown by Haley Wushlager. Similar uniforms to the Eagles, red and black. And here's a pop, high pop-up, way back left field. That's going over Ashton Holden's head. And it goes to the fence, and Simonson's in with a stand-up double. A stand-up double for Haley Simonson to start the ball game off. Here's Hannah Stevens is batting. Hannah Stevens is batting here, the PA announcer. There's a bunt in the air, and it's going to go foul for strike one. Ball was bunted straight up in the air. So Red Rock Central, the Falcons, their nickname, have their leadoff batter on second base. And Hannah Stevens batting. The PA announcer introduced her as someone else, so that threw her for a loop. Here's the next pitch, and that's inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Defensively for Lacaparle Valley, usual lineup when Haley's Wushlager is pitching. And here's Haley's line up in the pitch, bunted foul for strike two. Got McClay Wushlager over at first. Tania Tossels at second. Kelsey Lund at short. And Kylie Larson at third base. That's your infield with Sidney Curtis behind the plate for Lacaparle Valley. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swung on and foul back behind the backstop. A lot of Lacaparle fans here already cheering on the Eagles. So one ball, two-strike count to Hannah Stevens, and the pitch is popped up. Shallow right field, Tania Tossel going over. Tania makes the catch, and tagging is Simonson to third base. So one out, nice catch there in shallow right field by Tania Tossel. But on the tag, Simonson goes to third base. Here's Rachel Kettle. The first baseman pitches low for a ball. So the Falcons with a runner on third base and one out. They're coached by Derek Stevenson. Here's a pitch. Pop ball right in front of the third base dugout. Is this catchable? No, it goes on to the roof of the third base dugout. And that's where I'm broadcasting from, right on the end of the third base dugout. That's where the Eagles are. I don't know if you can hear them in front of me here, but boy, these are probably some of the nicest dugouts anywhere in any ball field. Here's a pitch inside for a ball. two balls and one strike to number zero. I like that number. Rachel Kettle wearing number zero. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball, Bullenbyer. Two balls, two strikes. Good fastball there by Haley Wurschlager. Haley, 6-2 win-loss record. Here's the next pitch, and that is just low for a ball. Runner on third. That's Simonson. Here's the windup in the pitch. Foul back. Kettle stays alive. Haley Wurschlager has pitched in 8 games. 6-2 record, as I mentioned. And over those 8 games, she has 63 strikeouts. She has struck out 63 batters. That's a pretty good stat there for Haley Wurschlager. Here she's in her lineup. Pitch, swing, and a miss for strike three. Big strikeout there for Haley Wurschlager with a runner on third base. That's 2 outs. Here's Caitlin Rinfish, the catcher. And the pitch is high, pop-up, way back, left field. Aston Molden makes the catch for the third out, deep left field. Nice catch by Molden, and that ends the inning. And Coach Sue Volk comes out, gives a high five to Aston Molden, as that was a major league pop-up there by Rinfish of Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove. So, on the first inning, no runs on one hit. No errors, and the Falcons leave one runner on. We'll take a break with the Eagles coming to bat.
It's spring and the perfect time to use the equity in your home to consolidate debt, make home improvements, or even buy a new car. Let the knowledgeable lenders at Klein Bank help you find a home equity solution that best fits your budget, and you'll be able to start crossing those big projects off your list. Call or stop by Klein Bank today, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Your local State Farm agent is Tony Arata. His office located at 210 St. Olaf Avenue North in Canby and also located at 209 6th Avenue in Madison. Call 507-223-5259 or 320-598-7318. State Farm agent Tony Arata serving Madison, Canby, and our entire Q92 listening area.
All right, welcome back to Cottonwood, Minnesota, Lakeview High School, just outside of the city limits here in Cottonwood. And, wow, the Eagles got a bit of a jam there after the Falcons got their first leadoff batter with a double to start the game. And a nice pitching by Haley Wurschlager and some nice fielding by Tania Tossel. And here's Kelsey Lund starts out the game here in the bottom of the first with a base hit for Kelsey Lund. Kelsey not wasting any time. And takes the first pitch and drills it out in the center field for a base hit. Here's Haley Wurschlager. And the pitch here from Stevenson, the bunt foul for strike one. Hey, as I mentioned, Kelsey, her on-base percentage is unbelievable. She leads the team with a batting average of .444. Haley Wurschlager batting .387. And here's the pitch from Simonson. She bunts it, and it's fair, and a throw to first. She's out, and Kelsey stays. That is advanced to second base. So one out. Sacrifice there. Bunt by Haley Wurschlager. And here's Kylie Larson, number 12, with Kelsey Lund at second base. Kylie batting .338. There's a pitch right down the middle for strike one. Kylie Larson, 19 RBIs. She has 3 triples this season. And there's a shot right to the shortstop, a line drive, and quickly Lund gets back to second base. A line drive to the shortstop, Simonson, and heads up base running there by Kelsey as she's standing on second base. She had to get back quick. So here's Tania Tossel. And the pitch to Tania is high. Well, Tania has an opportunity to pick up an RBI here with Kelsey Lund standing at second base and 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. and Simonson are wind up, and the pitch is inside for ball two. 2-0 to Tanaya, who her stats this year are unreal. 32 RBIs, that leads the team. 32 RBIs for Tanaya, batting 430. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Tanaya has 2 home runs, 5 triples. That leads the team. And they could use a triple right now with Kelsey Lund at second base. Here's the pitch to Tanaya. Strike. 3 balls and 1 strike to Tanaya Tossel. No score here in this Section 3A softball game here in Cottonwood. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Ground ball to the right side of the field. Fielded by the second baseman, Shannon. And she throws over to first to retire the Eagles. So a 4-3 put out there. So the Eagles in the bottom of the first, no runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner stranded at 1, that's second. We'll go to the top of the second here in Cottonwood. Section 3A softball, no score between Red Rock Central, Westboro, Palm Grove, and La Caparal Valley. We'll be right back.
Sure, farming's a risk, but risk goes with the territory. Now, though, you can add a measure of security with multi-peril and crop hail insurance from NAU Country Insurance Company and the Ron Anthony Agency of Canby. Let him show you an NAU protection plan that's right for your operation. Individual protection plans, such as revenue protection or production hail. Protection that makes farming less risky. Make sure you can recover from a devastating crop loss. Make sure you have multi-peril crop insurance and crop hail protection from the Ron Anthony Agency. Call today. NAU Country Insurance Company is an equal opportunity provider. Ron Anthony Agency, located 2535 230th Avenue in Canby, or call 507-530-6777.
Paul Ramo back here at Lakeview High School Section 3A softball playoffs elimination game here between Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, and La Caparal Valley. Haley Wischlager here pitching in the top of the second. It'll be the 5, 6, and 7 batters for the Falcons from Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove. Taylor Price, the batter, the third baseman. She just swung at a pitch and pulled it back for strike one. And here's the next pitch in the dirt. I went through your infield defensively for La Caparal Valley. Out in the outfield, they got Ashton Molden in left, Jenna Berkeley in center, and Maddie Patzer is out in right field for the Eagles. Number 14, Taylor Price batting. And she hits the ball high, pop up, shallow right field. Ashton Molden coming in, and Ashton makes the catch. Boy, Ashton does a nice job out in left field for La Caparal Valley. One out. It was shallow left field. Kelsey Lund running back quickly from her shortstop position. And good job there by Ashton calling her off. Here's Megan Shannon. Swing and a miss for strike one. Megan Shannon for the Falcons playing second base. One strike on her. And here's the windup in the pitch by Haley Wischlager. Swing and a miss for strike two. Haley likes to get in that groove. Boy, I've mentioned this throughout the whole season and doing the Eagles games. Probably the most improved. There's a changeup. Swing and a miss for strike three. And as your second strike out of the game for Haley Wischlager. And quickly, there's 2 out here for La Caparal Valley. Here's a designated player, number 4, Sophie Bielig, and the pitch is high for a ball. Well, Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, they brought the number of fans with them here this morning as well. And the pitch is high for a ball. No score between La Caparal Valley and Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove. An important game here. You want to keep winning. And there's a strike call. 2 balls, 1 strike to Bielig, the designated player. And Haley delivers. And it's inside for a ball. Well, it is overcast, guys, here. A light, very light breeze. But the temperature-wise, it's just perfect. Here's the pitch, and that's high for ball 4. There's your first walk of the game. And so, once again, the Falcons get a base runner here. And it brings up the number 8 batter. Number 1, the left fielder, Burrell, Brittany. And a swing and a miss. And the ball gets by. Oh, she got a piece of it, followed it back. Sydney Gertis doing the catching. 9th grader for La Caparal Valley. She does an outstanding job. Here's Wischlager's pitch. That's way high for a ball. One ball, one strike to Brittany Beal. And Haley Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball right down the middle. And so there's two strikes and two outs. Runner on first base for Red Rock Central, Westbrook Mall, and the Grove. And Haley in her big windup, and the pitch is high for ball. 2-2, the count. As we are in the top of the second inning, the Eagles are the home team. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Inside for ball three. That ball just popped in there. So a full count to Brill. And here's the pitch. Ball four. So back-to-back walks has put runners on first and second for the Falcons. Brings up the number nine batter. Number 17, Danny Wacker. And then it'll be the top of the order for the Falcons. So the Eagles need an out here. And there's the first pitch to Wacker for a strike. Runners on first and second. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Haley got some speed on that pitch, so we got an 0-2 count here. Here we go. The pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Gertis, the catcher. 1-2. That ball might have slipped out of Haley's hand. No score. Runners on first and second. The pitch just popped up left field, and coming over, it's going to drop in there. And one run's going to score, and runners will be on the corners for the Falcons. And so Wacker picks up an RBI, and the Falcons now lead 1-0 over Lacapaw Valley. Shallow left center field. Berkeley, the center fielder, coming over. Molden, the left fielder, and it drops right in front of him. And so a base hit, and going all the way from first to third was Brittany Bureau. And here's the top of the order with the score 1-0 and the Falcons with runners on first and second. Boy, the Eagles had two quick outs, a pop-out and a strikeout. Things look good, and just like that, things change. And if swing and foul back, walks will haunt you, and Haley walked Beelig and Bureau with two outs, and a run has come in now. And the windup in the pitch, in the dirt. For ball, 2-1, and down to second base goes Wacker. So runners on second and third, and swing and a miss for strike two. Well, a big hit by Haley Simonson, the top of the order here for the Falcons, could be major, big blow here to the Eagles. But let's see if Haley can strike her out, and she does. And they throw to first for the out, and a big strikeout there for the third out to get out of that inning. But the Falcons come up with one run on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove leading Lacapaw Valley right now, 1-0 in this Section 3A softball game. We'll be back here in Cottonwood right after this.
The word Ferris and innovation are interchangeable, and the good folks at the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambie and Mineota would love to show you why. Their new Ferris IS3200Z commercial zero-turn mower now features Vanguard's exclusive oil guard system that extends oil service and intervals by 5 times. So stop by the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambie and Mineota today and see for yourself how the new Ferris IS3200Z with oil guard will save you money. Ferris, innovative productivity. That's the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambie and Mineota. And be sure to ask about their 48-month 0% financing program.
Paul Ramo back here at Lakeview High School, Section 3A softball playoffs elimination game here between the Eagles and the Falcons. Well, the Eagles find themselves down 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. And it'll be McClay Wushlager, Jenna Berkeley, and Ashton and Maddie Patzer, the first three batters for the Eagles, to face Stevenson, a right-hander and a senior pitcher for Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove. There's a pitch low for ball two to McClay Wushlager. McClay batting .236. She has two home runs. I remember one of those over the fence, and she has 8 RBIs this season. And pitch is low for a ball. Okay, we got 3-0 to McClay Wushlager, who's graduating tomorrow. And the pitch is a strike right down the middle. So McClay looks down to Coach Janet Larson of Lockerbie Valley. And here's the pitch to McClay, 3-1, and it's ball four, and Eagles have a base runner, down 1-0. And here's Jenna Burkwill, the center fielder. They have a pinch runner, I believe. Got a pinch runner here for Lockerbie Valley. McClay Wushlager comes out. And Addie Bond will run. She's a seventh grader. She did that, ran the pinch at Lockerbie Valley on Tuesday. All right, here we go. The Eagles down 1-0, and Bond at first base. And here's Jenna Burkwill. Jenna, let's see what Jenna's done this year. As Simonson is in her windup, in the pitch to Jenna. She puts a bunt down. It's a beauty. Right down the third base line. The throw gets off the mark. And here comes Bond to third. And Coach Larson's going to round it. And the runner will stay at third. Bond will stay at third. Burkwill at first. So Burkwill gets aboard on a beautiful bunt. Give an air there, I think, to the catcher. The throw was off the mark. But Bond goes to third. And now Pats are batting. And a strike call, I believe. Yep, a strike call. Bond is at third base. Runners on the corners for Lockerbie Valley. And Maddie Patcher at the plate. And the pitch to Maddie is low for a ball. Burkwill at first base. And Bond at third. Eagles down 1-0 here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch, and it's low for a ball, and Burkville will go down to second base on the pitch. So now Maddie Patzer really can pick up maybe a couple RBIs here with a base hit and put the Eagles ahead. She's batting 250. And the pitch is swung on and hit to the first base dugout, goes right into the dugout. Maddie, as I mentioned, batting 250, 10 RBIs. Simonson in her windup. Here's a 2-2 pitch. It's ball three. So a full count to Maddie Patzer here in the top of the second inning. The third baseman for the Falcons is way up, halfway between home and third. And here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back on a full count, and the count will remain full to Maddie Patzer. Burkwill at second, Bond at third base. Eagles trying to tie it up or go ahead here. And Simonson in her windup. Here's the pitch to Maddie. Swung on and fouled back. Maddie hanging tough here with this senior right-handed pitcher from Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove. So here we go again, a full count to Maddie Patzer. The pitch swung on, popped up behind home plate, and it's caught by the catcher. The catcher, Rinfish, the sophomore, makes the catch. Just a short pop-up behind home plate, and the catcher did a nice job of finding the ball right away and making the catch. Here's Ashton Molden, and a chopper foul. One out here in the top of the second inning, but the Eagles are threatening with runners on second and third. And number three, Ashton Molden at the plate, swings at that one and fouls it back for a quick strike two. To Ashton Molden. Ashton has 6 RBIs. She's played in 16 games on the varsity level for the Eagles. Here's the pitch. And there's a shot down the right field, but he's hit it. One run score. Here comes Berkeley on out three. She's going to score. And the Eagles take the lead. 2-1 on Ashton Molden. Single to right field. A 2 RBI single. For Ashton Molden, puts the Eagles up on top, 2-1. Big hit there for Ashton Molden. Wow, the Eagles. Perfect hit. And here's a little changeup thrown on the first. And Ashton gets back. This is Sidney Gertis batting. Number 9 batter for the Eagles. 2-1, Lockapaw Valley. That ball by Ashton was hit right between first baseman, right between the first baseman and the second baseman on the ground right out in the right field. And the Eagles have that 2-1 lead. Now here's a ground ball to the second baseman off the bat of Gertis. She throws the first. Shannon throws the kettle for the out. So a 4-3 put out, and there's two out. Now we'll go up to the top of the order. And on the play there, Ashton Molden goes down to second. And here's Kelsey Lunt, top of the order now for the Eagles. And the pitch to Kelsey is low. As I mentioned, Kelsey leading the Eagles in batting average with a .444. Three triples, eight doubles. And she hits that one foul down the third base side. Price, the third baseman, fields it in foul territory. Well, we got Molden at second base after that two RBI single by Ashton. And Kelsey at the plate. She drills that one leg out. Wow. Went right over my head by the over the fence, and some fans behind me here had to tip over on their lawn chairs. That was close. Kelsey Lund ripped that one foul, and I'm sitting right by the third base dugout. Went right over my head, and the fans sitting behind me here had to scatter. There's a ball. 2-2 count to Kelsey Lund on two outs here in the top of the second. Eagles have a 2-1 lead. And Simonson in her windup in the pitch. In the dirt, gets by the catcher. Ashton Molden are going on to second base. Or third base, excuse me. Ashton goes from second to third. So Kelsey's got an RBI, and Ashton Molden sitting out there. Full count to Kelsey Lund. Here's the pitch from Simonson. And she pops it up in the infield. The shell will pop up right to the shortstop for the third out. But the Eagles come up big on a big hit by two RBI single by Ashton Molden. And the Eagles lead 2-1 here in the Section 3A playoffs. We'll be back right after this.
Lackbarrel Co-op Oil Company of Madison and Dawson would like to take this opportunity to salute everyone involved in the beef industry during May Beef Month. They'd like to remind you, for your everyday service and repairs of your vehicles, call Lackbarrel Co-op Oil Company or Senex locations in both Dawson and Madison. They have two service shops with trained personnel that are ready to help. From everyday maintenance to new tires, batteries, or alignments, they have you covered. Let the Lackbarrel Co-op Oil Company of Madison and Dawson take care of your service needs today. In Dawson, call 769-4308. Madison, call 599-8-3652. They carry a complete line of high-quality Senex petroleum products and have 24-hour pay at the pump available at both locations. That's Senex in Dawson and Madison, serving Lackapile County for over 92 years, and again saluting everyone involved in the beef industry during May Beef Month.
Lackapile Valley 2, Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove 1. Here going into the top of the third inning on a big hit, two RBI single by Ashton Molden to put the Eagles up on top. So here we go, the top of the third inning. The Falcons will bat. And they're going to put up their 2, 3, and 4 batters in the lineup. Number 11, Anna Stevenson, the pitcher, is batting. And the first pitch from Haley Wushlager is a ball. She popped out to second base, Kanaya Tossel, in her first at-bat. Nice crowd here in Lakeview on a beautiful Saturday morning. Temperature-wise, anyway, overcast skies. Doesn't look like it's going to rain, but could. There's a fastball right down the middle for a strike by the sophomore Haley Wushlager, who's pitched outstanding this year for Lockapaw Valley. And there's a strike two call. Two balls, two strikes. The winner of this game will take on the loser. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another strike out there for Haley Wushlager, and there's one out. That was 1, 2, 3. That was the fourth strikeout. Swing and a miss first strike to Kettle. Rachel Kettle, the first baseman batting. Swing and a miss for strike two. Boy, Haley's working it hard now. Hey, the sun's coming out. How about that? And then as the pitch swung out and fouled back, she just got a piece of it. Well, the Falcons scored one run in the second inning, an RBI by Wacker. And the Eagles have just answered back, and they lead 2-1. Oh, ground ball right over the third base bag. Goes into the left field corner, and Kettle's on her way to second, and she's going to stay there. A double for Rachel Kettle. And she ripped that one right down, right over the third base bag. Kylie Larson, the third baseman, not a chance to even get close to that one. That was ripped. So the Falcons have a base runner on second, and there's a high fly ball by Richardetz, and Kelsey Lund, the shortstop, will make the catch. Whoa, that was way up there. And Lund at short make the catch, and that's a big out for the Eagles. And here's Taylor Bryce, the third baseman for Red Rock Central, Western Pequannock. She swings at the pitch and fouls it back. She hit it deep to Ashton Molden in her only at-bat. Runner on second for the Falcons, and the pitch is fouled back for strike two. This is quite the softball complex here. I see KMS, the Fighting Saints, the number one seed out of the North, they're coming into the ball field here. Here's a big pitch for Haley. It's high for a ball. 1-2 to Taylor Price with her teammate on second. Eagles lead 2-1 here in the top of the third. Pitch is hit right to the right side of the field. It's going to go out into center field, and the ball game is going to be tied up. And the throw home, not in time, and that allows the base runner, Price, to go to second base. So an RBI single by Taylor Price out in the right over the second base bag. And that scores Kettle from second easy. And we are tied 2-2. 2-2 ball game. Here's Megan Shannon. The pitch is low for a ball. Jenna Burkeville, the center fielder, threw it from about middle of center field all the way to home. And with that throw home, that allowed the base runner, Price, to go from first to second. 2-2 the score, and the pitch is a strike called. Two balls and one strike to Megan Shannon, who struck out in her only at-bat here in the ballgame. Next pitch, foul back for strike two, so let's see if Haley can get out of a bit of a jam here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-2. A lot of twos up there on the scoreboard right now. Here's a windup in the pitch. That's low for ball three. A full count to Megan Shannon. The Falcons have tied it up. Here's the full count pitch. Way high for ball four. So two runners on now for the Falcons with two outs here in the top of the third. And Sophie Fellig will bat. She walked and came around the score in the second inning. And she's got a couple of teammates there on base pass right now. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Belly. She's a designated player. Haley's delivery. Strike called. 0-2 count. I like Haley's delivery. She is quick and smooth, and she pops that softball out of there. Next pitch. It's low in the dirt. Curtis gets by a sit, and the runners will advance to third and second on the pass ball. Still two strikes on the batter. Here's the windup, and the delivery's way high. Nice stop there. Nice catch by Sydney Curtis. Sydney does a great job for a freshman behind the plate. 2-2 count. And there's a shot to the right side of the field. Tania Tasso fields it. Throws the first for the out. Three outs. But the Falcons come up with one run on two hits. No Eagle errors, and the Falcons leave two runners on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the third as Coach Larson has her team gathered around her right in front of me here. And we're tied up 2-2. And you're listening to Section 3A softball from Lakeview High School right after this.
For the latest in agronomy updates, the futures market, weather, and fuel prices, check with Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, your number one cooperative located in Cottonwood, Minnesota. You can go online to www.cottonwoodcoopoil.com. Farmers, now's the time to lock in those petroleum and propane prices. Give them a call at 507-423-5505. That's 507-423-5505. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company. See them for all your seed treatment, precision ag, propane, and petroleum product needs. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood, Minnesota.
Paul Ramo here in Cottonwood, Minnesota on this Saturday morning. Section 3A softball, and we're tied 2-2. Good ball game so far as we go into the bottom of the third inning. And it's going to be the 2, 3, and 4 batters for Lacapral Valley, Haley Wushlager, Kylie Larson, and Tania Tossel. Swing and a miss by Haley. One ball and one strike to Haley Wushlager, who bunted a sacrifice last time. And here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. Haley Wushlager looking at some of her stats. You know, she's at 75 at-bats, and she's only struck out 6 times this year. Here she hits that one ball on the right field. Base hit for Haley Wushlager. So the Eagles get their lead up. Batter on base. Just a solid hit out in the right field for Haley. And here's Kylie Larson. Kylie Larson, the senior, batting 338. She's got 3 triples this season. 5 doubles. And she's showing bunt. Pulls it back, and it's a strike. Haley will go down to second. Here's the throw. Not in time. So Haley Wushlager, stolen base, and is in scoring position to break this 2-2 tie here in the bottom of the third inning. Of course, we play 7 here in section softball. No leading off on the bases. And the pitch popped up. Shallow center field. The center fielder running over. Oh, she makes a nice, fine running catch. The center fielder, Derrickson, a senior, she went a long way for that one towards left field. And Kylie flies out for the first out. Thought that was going to drop in there by Kylie Larson. Here's Tania. She swings at the pitch and fouls it back, and it goes over the backstop, and KMS Fighting Saints girls all sitting together there on the grass. Some of them had to scatter. So here's Tania. Time called. Got another softball came back onto the field. Well, the Eagles have a base runner. That's Haley Wushlager at second. 2-2 game. Tania's pitch is low. One ball, one strike to Tania Tossel. Tania has 5 triples. And the pitch is low from Stevenson, Stevenson, the pitcher for Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove. They have their red and black uniforms. Eagles are actually in their gray and red. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Tania for strike 2. As I mentioned, Tania leads the team in RBIs with 32. That's a lot. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Tania Tossel in a 2-2 game. Remember, everything's on the line here. You win, you move on, you lose, you go home. Here's a 2-2 pitch. And ball 4. Ball 4. Tania Tossel walks. So that brings up McClay Wushlager with runners on first and second. One out here in the bottom of the third. Eagles threatening. McClay at the plate. And the pitch is a strike right down the middle to McClay Wushlager. McClay batting 387. She had a great game. I believe it was against Boulder Dawson. And the pitch, and she hits that one to the right side of the field. It goes out there. Haley Wushlager's around third. She's going to score, and it's 3-2. An RBI single for McClay Wushlager. Just out of the reach of the first baseman. Scoring Haley Wushlager from second base. Tossel goes down to second, and it's 3-2 Lacapral Valley. Jenna Burkeville batting with runners on first and second. Little chopper to the right side of the field. The second baseman fields it. Shannon throws the first, and that'll advance the runners. So Jenna Burkeville, 4-3 put out, two outs. And here's Maddie Patzer. Let's see, we got Tanaya at third base, and McClay's at second. Maddie Patzer batting. Pitches low for a ball. Well, the Eagles, Maddie can kind of open the game up here. The Eagles leading now 3-2, but a swing of the bat could change that quick. And there's a shot to the first baseman, and she fields it. Kettle fields the ball and runs to first base, steps on the bag, and there's your third out. But the Eagles come up with one run on one hit, no errors, and they leave two on base. So now we're going to go to the top of the fourth inning here at Lakeview High School, and Lacapral Valley leading by a score of 3-2 over the Falcons in this Section 3A softball tournament. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
The State Bank of Taunton, your locally owned full-service bank, is lending a hand with low rates on farm and equipment loans. Borrow funds for equipment, vehicles, buildings, bins, farm improvements, and more with favorable terms and low fixed rates. Stop in and talk to Amber or Mariah about their personalized lending solutions for your operation, or give them a call at 507-872-6136. The State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com. State Bank of Taunton, a full-service bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
All right, welcome back to Lakeview High School. You're listening to Section 3A softball. The Eagles are leading 3-2 over Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Cove. Just want to remind everybody, we'll, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be going over to Canby for Section 3A baseball playoffs. Lacapral Valley will be taking on KMS. Brandon Hill and Steve Enger with the call this afternoon from Canby. And then after the Eagles game, we'll just play it by ear, see how things are going. Determine where we're going to go next on a full day of high school sports here on Q92. All right, Haley Wischlager. It's the 8-9-1 batters, Brittany Burrell. And she hits a line drive right to Kelsey Lund. Couple pitches and one out. Kelsey was ready for that one at short. Didn't even have to move. She just stood there and put up her glove, and it went right into it. There's Danny Wacker. She had an RBI single. She hits that ball. Nice stop by Larson at third. Throws the first for the out. What a play by Kylie Larson at third base right in front of me here. Broadcasting just a few feet from third base, and that ball was hit hard by Wacker. Kylie fielded it, and then, you know, that's a long throw from third to first. Top of the order now for the Falcons, Haley Simonson, a shortstop at the plate, and she pops that one foul into the stands where the Eagle fans are. Lacapral Valley 3, Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove 2. Falcons have scored one run in the second, one in the third. Oh, there's a well-hit ball, deep left field, way back, and it's going to go to the fence. Ashton Molden picks it up, throws it in. She's going to try for a triple, and she's in there with a triple. Haley Simonson. Boy, is she faster on the bases. Wow. That was well hit. And just like that, with two outs, the Falcons have a base runner on third base. That was ripped. Ashton Molden had to get on her horse there. She got the ball in quickly, but Ned looked up, and Simonson was rounding second already, and a lot of speed there. So 3-2, the Eagles, but the Falcons have the tying run at third base here, and we are in the top of the fourth inning. Anna Stevenson is the batter. 0-1, and oh, the umpire says. And there's a strike call. Stevenson struck out last at bat in the third inning, and then she popped out to Tanaya Tossel at second. Wischlager's pitch, and that's low and inside. Well, you want to keep your season going. You don't want it to end, so you need to win this game to keep her going. If you lose, you're done. pitches inside for a ball. Three balls and one strike to Stevenson. There's two outs. And the windup and the pitch. Ball four. Third walk of the game given up by Wushlager. So runners on the corners for the Rachel Kell. We're going to have a courtesy runner for Red Rock Central. Looks like number seven will be batting here. Or be running, excuse me. Jansen. Jansen is running at first base. All right, big at bat here for Red Rock Central, Westbrook Walnut Grove. And the pitch, foul back for a strike. 3-2, Lacapoil Valley leading, but the Falcons with runners on the corners. And Kell at the plate. In the windup and the pitch. Swung on and foul back for strike two. Two strikes, two outs. Come on, Haley. Rachel Kell. And the pitch from Wushlager swung on and fell back. A high pitch there, and she went after it. Just got a piece of it. Eagles trying to get in the dugout here with two outs here in the top of the fourth. And the pitch to Kell. Ground ball, base hit, left field. That's going to score one. And we are all tied up. RBI single by Kell scores Simonson, who had the triple. And Jansen stops at second base. Here's number 20, Kaylin Rinfish, the catcher. So we're tied up 3-3. We got a ball game here, folks, in this section tournament. Swing and a miss for strike one. All tied up 3-3 now. And the pitch is way high. Goes to the backstop, and both runners will advance. Stevenson or Jansen, the third. Kell, the second. So now a hit here by Rinfish will possibly score two runs. And it's popped up in the infield, and McClay Wushlager makes the catch in foul territory. McClay makes a running catch in foul territory right in front of the first base dugout to end the inning. Nice catch by McClay. Three outs, but the Falcons come up with one run on two hits. No errors, and they leave two on base. We got a ball game. 3-3 the score. Eagles coming to bat in the bottom of the fourth. We'll be right back.
Your home loan experience just got easier with United Prairie Bank. Get the best of both worlds with our new online mortgage center, the convenience of an easy online application, and the personal service from your hometown mortgage experts. Apply online with ease when it fits your schedule, day or night. Visit UnitedPrairieBank.com and access our easy online mortgage application center. We'll help you get there. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Paul Ramo here in Cottonwood this morning, almost noon. And we've got a heck of a softball game going on here between Lacapoil Valley and Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove. Right now we're tied up 3-3. And the Eagles will bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The winner moves on. They'll play at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And the loser will get back on the bus and go home for the year. All right, here's Ashton Molden. Ashton had the big hit in the second inning, a 2-RBI single, scoring Wushlager and Berkeley. Or Bond running for Wushlager then. And the pitch to Ashton is low. For ball one, 1-1 to Ashton Molden. And the windup in the pitch. Ground ball to short. Oh, she fumbled it. Not going to be a play. And Molden gets aboard. Give an error there to the shortstop. Here's Sydney Curtis. Lacapoil Valley with a base runner. Now Coach Larson is going to have a pinch runner here, I think. Talking to the home plate umpire. So we got number 9 running. and that would be Macy Lund. Macy Lund is going to run for Ashton Molden. So Macy Lund on the on first base for Lacaparle Valley. So here we go with Sydney Gertis in a tie game, 3-3. Stevenson, the pitcher, a senior right-hander for the Falcons, to face Sydney Gertis, who grounded out the second in her only at-bat. Sue Volk coaching first base. Coach Larson coaching third. A pitch is a strike called to Sydney. Larson, Gertis with one strike on her. Stevenson winds up in the pitch. It's hit to the first baseman off her glove, and everybody's going to be safe. Everyone's safe. Gertis beats the throw. And going down is Macy Lund to second base. The first baseman, Kel, was playing way up, and it was just a line drive, and it just ricocheted off her glove, and it actually went towards the first base dugout. And they had to chase it down there. All right, here's a bunt foul by Kelsey Lund batting. 3-3 the score. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and the Eagles have runners on first and second. Macy Lund at second, and Sydney Gertis at first. And Kelsey Lund bunts it foul. Kelsey's due for, well, she had a hit in the first inning, then she popped out to short. Kelsey is swinging a hot bat for Lacaparle Valley. Let's see what happens here. Stevenson's pitch, ground ball, foul, right between Coach Larson and the third baseman, Price. Nobody out for Lacaparle Valley. And Kelsey Lund has two strikes on her. Stevenson delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. A rare strikeout for Kelsey Lund. One out. Kelsey went after a high fastball there. Kelsey coming into the game at 81 at-bats. She only struck out five times. So a rare strikeout there. Wischlager bunts it right in front of home plate. Throws to first. And, ooh, she's out at first. But advancing is Macy Lund to third and Gertis down to second. Two outs. Haley just put a bunt in and came right in front of home plate. The catcher threw down to first and it just got Haley. So here's Kylie Larson, hits it to third base, throw to first, and she's out. So one pitch to Kylie Larson. And the third baseman, Price, playing way up. I mean, between home plate and third base, one hopped it and then threw to first for the third out. Well, the Eagles threatened there, but come up with no runs on one hit, one error, and they leave two on base again. So we'll take a commercial break. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning, and Lacaparle Valley and Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove all tied up 3-3. We'll be right back.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Well, we're back here at Lakeview High School for Section 3A softball playoffs. And right now we got a whale of a ball game going on. 3-3 the score between Lacaparle Valley and Red Rock Central Westbrook Walnut Grove. And the Falcons coming to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. And Haley Wischlager just finishing up her warm-up pitches. Hey, we're going to have baseball for you at 1 o'clock this afternoon from Canby. Lacaparle Valley taking on KMS. Brandon Hill and Steve Enger will be broadcasting the game from Canby this afternoon. And depending on how the Eagles do here, we'll might have some more softball later on this afternoon. All right, here we go, fifth inning. One ball, one strike to Taylor Price, number 14. And, oh, she rips it down the left field. Flying a solid hit. For Taylor Price, she is smacking the ball here in this ball game. Ashton Molden gets it in quickly. So the Falcons, in a tie ball game here, have their base first base batter on base. Here's Megan Shannon. Number two, playing second base. She struck out and then walked. She bunts that one foul. So Taylor Price, just a solid hit out and right down the left field line. And the pitch here to number two, Shannon, is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Just tuning in, all tied up. And the next pitch is high for a ball. Eagle defense ready. Wushlager, McClay at first is playing in, and Kylie Larson also playing in. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Right at the knees. Two balls, two strikes. By the home plate umpire. And Haley's delivery. And she swings at that one. Hits it foul to the first base dugout towards her teammates. Her teammates had a scramble. Nice complex here in Lakeview on this Saturday. Next pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Gertis. That'll hold Price at first. So the Falcons with a base runner at first base. We're tied 3-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Haley Wushlager's pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop. Section 3A softball. A lot of games here in Lakeview today. Go through them when we get some time. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. So Shannon goes down swinging for the first out. Four. That was the fifth strikeout of the game for Haley Wushlager. Here's Sophie Bellick, a designated player. She hits a hard ball over third base bag and goes out into left field. And it'll be held a single there by Bellick. And stopping at second is Price. So one out. Runners on first and second for Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove. Here's Brittany Bureau. She hits to the right side, popped up. And the right fielder, Maddie Passer, comes in, makes the catch, and quickly gets it into the infield. So Maddie Passer with the catch out in right field, making it two outs. Here's Danny Wacker. She did the damage in the second inning for the Falcons. The pitch is low for a ball. So the Falcons, Taylor Price is at second base. Bellick's at first. Now there's two outs here in the top of the fifth. Pop up, third base dugout. And the ball drops right behind me here. One strike on Danny Wacker, the number nine batter for the Falcons. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third. Larson fields it, throws the first for the out, and the Eagles get out of a jam. Hard hit ball to Kylie Larson at third base by Wacker. So the Falcons come up with no runs on two hits. No Eagle errors, and they leave two on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Lacapau Valley coming to bat, and we're tied 3-3. We'll be right back.
You're independent. So are we. We're member-owned and not-for-profit. Because of that, we make our loan decisions right here at the credit union. You don't have to wait for some out-of-town loan approval. That means fast, quick answers on your loan requests. Dawson Co-op Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online at dawsonco-opcu.com.
Paul Ramo here in Cottonwood. 3-3 the score between the Eagles and the Falcons. And the Eagles batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Tania Tossel to start things out here. Let's see if the Eagles can get a bunch of runs and a swing and fall back by Tania. The other game team played right now in the other field behind me, Lakeview taking on Tracy Milroy Ballatin. And can't see the scoreboard from here. So that game going on. And there's a changeup below to Tania Tossel. The 12:30 games will be the winner's bracket games from Tuesday. KMS will be playing Wabasso. And then Edgerton Southwest Christian, swing and a miss by Tania. Edgerton Southwest Christian, number one seed out of the South. They're going to be taking on the Bold Warriors. Both those games at 12:30. Here's the pitch to Tanias, swing and a miss for strike three, and they throw it on the first strikeout there. Tanias strikes out. One out. Here's McClay Wisslager. She's walked, came around to score. Actually, Bond ran for her. And then McClay had an RBI in the third inning. She swings at that pitch and fouls it back. Coach Larson here in front of me. I don't know if you could hear. Not too far from me, just a few feet. And then Sue Volk coaching first base. Pop, foul, popped up in the right side, and the first baseman, Cal, will make the catch. So just like that, there's two quick outs here. And it'll be Jenna Burkville batting for Lacapaw Valley. We're tied 3-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. Jenna Berkeley has reached on an air and then grounded to second. Swing and a miss. Well, this Stevenson, the pitcher for the Falcons, seems to be getting stronger as the game goes along here. And the pitch, swing and a miss by Jenna Berkeley. A little behind the pitch there. So two strikes on Jenna, two outs. Wind up by Stevenson, and the pitch is low for a ball. 1-2 to Jenna. Eagles need to put a string together here. And here's the 1-2 pitch. And that's in the dirt for ball two. 2-2 to Berkeley. Jenna batting 4-15. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman. She fields it. That's Price. Throws the first, and there's your first 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. Eagles go down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And the score remains Lacapaw Valley 3, Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove 3. You're listening to Section 3A Softball from Cottonwood. We'll be right back.
You don't have to worry about your family's comfort because you have Great Plains Natural Gas. Dependable energy on demand whenever you need it. You've come to rely on natural gas for comfort and convenience to warm your home, cook your meals, and heat your water. Peace of mind and quality of life you expect. Great Plains Natural Gas, your energy of choice. For more information on the advantages of natural gas, contact your local Great Plains office. Great Plains Natural Gas, quality services, naturally.
Well, as the score is 3-3, Section 3A softball elimination game between Lacapaw Valley and Red Rock Central, Westbrook Walnut Grove. And the Eagles out in the field here, Haley Wisslager doing a great job of pitching. Both pitchers, actually. And here we go. Top of the sixth inning. Or top of the sixth, yep. And it's the top of the order for Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, Haley Simonson. She's swinging a hot bat. She's 2-for-3 on the day. Pitches high for a ball, 3. So 3-0 to Simonson, the shortstop. She had a triple. Last inning, the pitch is a strike, 3-1. Wind up by Wisslager in the pitch. Ball 4. So once again, I think every inning, Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove has had a base runner, their leadoff runner get on base. Come on, Stick. And a punt laid down foul by number 11, Hannah Stevenson. Stevenson has walked, struck out, and then popped out to Tania Tossel in her 3 at-bats. Haley Wisslager. Go. The pitch is behind, got by Gertis and down to second base. We'll go Simonson on the fastball. Anna Stevenson batting, and the pitch is low for a ball. So nobody out here in the top of the sixth, tied up 3-3, and the Falcons have a runner at second base. Here's the pitch by Wisslager, and that's low for a ball. 3-1. This is the top of the order here for the Falcons. And Wishlager's pitch, he bunts it in the air, and it goes foul. Kylie Larson chasing it down. Hannah Stevenson, a senior, batting here for the Falcons, trying to hit her teammate in, who's on second base. There's a shortstop. Kelsey Lund fields it, throws the first for the out. Wishlager throws the third, not in time. So a 6-3 put out, one out there, and then Simonson goes from second to third on the throw to first. Kettle is batting here now. She has an RBI in the fourth. One out. Simonson at third base. She represents the go-ahead run for Red Rock Central, Westbrook on the Grove, and number zero, Kettle, is batting. She hits it out in the left field. Solid hit. Ashton Molden gets it in, and the Falcons take the lead 4-3. Another RBI by Kettle. So the Falcons now leading 4-3 here in the sixth. One out, brings up Rinfish, the catcher. There's a strike. Throw goes down to second, not in time. So runner on Kettle is on second base. Kaylin Rinfish is batting. Tall girl, wearing number 20. She's popped out all three times. Strike call. Nice pitch by Haley Wishlager. Two strikes on her. Eagles down now 4-3. If you're just tuning in, Paul Ramo here, Section 3A softball playoffs. Elimination game. The winner moves on. The loser's done. Haley in her windup and the pitch. Chop foul. Count remains one ball and two strikes to the Falcon catcher, Kaylin Rinfish. Kettle at second base. Here's the pitch from Wishlager. Fall back again. Well, still cloudy skies here in Cottonwood. No rain. Swing and foul back. Boy, a lot of people coming into the softball complex here. Southwest Minnesota Christian fans, Bold fans, KMS, Wabasso, all behind us here waiting to use the field. Pitches low for a ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is ball three, so a full count to the Kaylin Rinfish. And the Red Rock Central fans making a lot of noise right now as they lead the Eagles 4-3. And the pitch is ball four. Runners on first and second now, and it brings up the third baseman, Taylor Price. Taylor Price will be batting a big at-bat here in this ball game. Coach Larson, Coach Polk right in front of me, clapping their hands, encouraging the Eagles out there in the field. Taylor Price steps in the batter's box. She had an RBI single in the third inning. She's 2-for-3 on the day. So Haley composing herself here. And Haley Wishlager, the sophomore pitcher, in her windup, and here's the first pitch to Price. It's high for a ball. Runners on first and second for the Falcons. They have a run here in the sixth, breaking the 3-3 tie. Here's a high fly ball deep left field. That is way, way back. It hits the fence on the fly. That's going to score one, and it's 5-3. Taylor Price almost hit a home run there for the Falcons. It hit the fence on the fly. Rindich stayed at second base, and Price just a single. But it's 5-3 now. And Wishlager's pitch, ground ball to Kelsey Lund. Tags the runner, throws to second, not in time. Almost a double play there for the Eagles. Kelsey Lund fielding the ball and then fielded the ball and tagged the runner and then threw to second to try to get Price forced out at second. It was close. Oh, the pitch is way high. Goes to the backstop and the runners are going to advance. Runners now on second and third for the Falcons. And number four, Bellick at the plate. Swing and a miss. First strike. Eagles have two outs here. They're looking for this next out. Next pitch is low. Well, the Eagles will have their work cut out for them. In the next couple innings, they're going to need a bunch of runs. They're going to need some runs. Down by two. Pitch is high. Goes to the backstop, but Price will stay at third base. Will not attempt to go home. Sidney Gertis, nice job by Sidney behind the plate. Taylor Price, or Belling batting the designated player. Pitch is a strike call. 5-3 the score. Falcons leading the Eagles. Full count and two outs. Two runners on for the Falcons. Here's a big pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Big strikeout there for Haley. That ends the inning, but two runs come in for the Falcons, and now they lead the Eagles 5-3. But the Eagles coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth. We'll be right back.
At Syngenta, we don't take the power of the seed lightly, which is why we invest more than $3 million every day of the year in global research and development of our traits and products, and why we continue to bring advanced genetics, traits, and technologies to growers, and why our Golden Harvest seed advisors provide the expertise they've developed over a lifetime to help you make every field count. Call your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Steve Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, today. If you want Seed Plus, he is your partner.
You give your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Talk to your friends at Boris Crop Insurance Agency, insuring and serving farmers in Minnesota and South Dakota since 1995. They offer MPCI and crop hail policies and offer personalized farm map books. Call anytime for an appointment. They'll meet with you on your farm, in their pickup, or at the office. That's Boris Crop Insurance Agency, Mark Boris and Deb Boris, owner's agents. Tiffany Boris handles mapping and policy processing. Give them a call, 320-752-4545. Boris Crop Insurance Agency, experience you can trust, an equal opportunity provider.
All right, Matty Patzer batting here for Lockapaw Valley in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Eagles are down 5-3 now to the Red Rock Central Westbrook Walnut Grove Falcons. And the Eagles can need some runs here with Patzer starting it out. And she pops that one out of play as we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Maddie Patzer is flied out to the catcher in foul territory and then grounded out to the first baseman. Here's the pitch, and oh, well hit ball, center field is right to the center fielder. Wow. Maddie got a hold of that one. The center fielder is playing deep. He's right in front of the 225 sign and made the catch. Well hit ball there by Maddie Patzer. Here's Ashton Molden. A changeup called for a strike. Oh, that was a nasty changeup speed up there. Wow, that was impressive. Ashton had the big hit in the second inning. Swing and a miss. First strike two to Ashton Molden. Ashton had that two RBI single in the second inning. Next pitch called strike three. Called strike three. Two outs. Here's Sidney Gertis. She takes the first pitch. It's a pop up to the first baseman. And just like that, it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Eagles. So we're going to go to the top of the seventh inning here in Cottonwood. It's Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove 5, Lockapaw Valley 3. We'll be back with more Section 3A softball right after this.
Spring has sprung, and so has allergy season. The good news is you don't have to travel far to find relief. Dr. Brian Brennan, allergist immunist, sees patients on a monthly basis at Johnson Memorial Health Services.
Dr. Brennan specializes in diagnosing and treating conditions such as hay fever, sinus trouble, asthma, food allergy, eczema, and hives. He also treats itchy skin conditions, chronic cough, and reoccurring sinus infections and bronchitis. Dr. Brennan can identify the source of your suffering and provide an effective treatment option that will help you find the relief you never knew existed. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Outreach Services at Johnson Memorial Health Services at 320-312-2133 or visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at the Lakeview High School and Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, leading La Caprile Valley by a score of 5-3 as we enter the seventh inning. The Falcons batting here in the top of the seventh. Brittany Farrell is batting. It's the 8-9-1 batters for the Falcons, and Haley Wushlager with the pitch. Popped up, and it is just foul down the left field line. Ball dropped right by me here. Good look at that one. Well, it's a nice day here in Cottonwood. No sun, of course. Nothing new there, but not raining. And here's the barrel. Takes the pitch, a strike. Two strikes on her. Well, the Falcons have swing and fouled over to third base dugout by me. Falcons scored one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, and then two in the sixth. Haley Wushlager. Eagles going to have to score some runs in the bottom of the seventh to keep their season going. Down 5-3 right now. Just a reminder, at 1 o'clock we'll be going to Canby for Section 3A baseball. La Caprile Valley taking on KMS. There's a call, strike three. Right down the middle, strike three called. One out. It brings up Danny Wacker, the right fielder. She had an RBI single in the second. She takes the pitch, fouls that one off. Eagles just not swinging the bats here. And the pitch, there's a shot out in the left field. Base hit for Wacker. Wow, is she hitting the ball. Wacker with a base hit, and the Falcons have a base runner. They have had a base runner every inning. Actually, and they have left two runners. There's a pop left field, and it's going to go foul by the leadoff batter, Simonson. Actually, the outside of the first inning, when they left one on, the Falcons have left two base runners on every inning. Number five batting, this is the top of the order for Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, Haley Simonson batting. And the pitch, almost hit her. Simonson had a triple, walked and came around to score. She struck out. Actually, she's had a double and a triple in the ball game. And the pitch is a strike call. Ooh, she shakes her head. No, that wasn't a strike. And looks down to her coach here. Runner on first for the Falcons. Swung on foul back by Simonson. Good crowd on hand here at Lakeview High School today. A lot of softball being played here. And here's the pitch by Wushlager. Popped up. Foul out of play. And someone in the lawn chairs there almost got hit. Got to be paying attention. Might catch a softball in the head. Ooh, I just felt a raindrop. I got my umbrella with me. Oh, it did hit the spectator, I just heard. Swing and a miss for strike three. Big strike out there for Haley Wushlager. Two outs. And Hannah Stevenson will bat. Pitches high for ball. La Caprile Valley. Haley Wushlager comes into the game, six wins and just two losses, her win-loss record. Foul ball for strike two. Haley has struck out 63 batters in this game. She has seven strikeouts. One ball, one strike, and the pitch is high. There goes the runner to second. Here's the throw, not in time. So the Falcons have a base runner in scoring position. They have the lead 5-3 in Lacapal Valley. And Hannah Stevenson at the plate for the Falcons. With two outs here in the seventh inning. Pitch is low for a ball. And the Eagles come to the bat. They'll have the top of the order in Kelsey Lund. There's a high fly ball, center field. This is well hit. Berkeley makes the catch. Jenna with a running catch in right center field. That could have spelled trouble there. Well, here come the Eagles in the bottom of the seventh. They're down 5-3. And let's see if they can keep their season going. We'll be right back.
The Co-op Credit Union in Cambie offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Cambie. For all your insurance needs, it's the Lacbarl Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency. Lacbarl Mutual Insurance Company was organized in 1885 and is owned by the people it serves. If you need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home, contact the Lacbarl Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency, located 868 6th Street, downtown Dawson. Talk with Peter or Vicki Strand or Lacbarl Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency, Dawson.
Well, here we go, folks. Bottom of the seventh inning. The Eagles going to need some runs. They're down 5-3. And it'll be Kelsey Lund, Haley Wushlager, Kylie Larson, and let's hope a whole lot more. They need two to tie to send it into extra innings and three runs to win it. And Stevenson, the pitcher. Here we go, bottom of the seventh inning, 5-3 Falcons, and the first pitch to Kelsey Lund is a ball. A lot of people watching this game right now here in Lakeview. There's a shot on the left field. Base hit for Kelsey Lund. Kelsey Lund gets it going for Lacapal Valley. Haley Wushlager is talking with head coach Janet Larson. By the way, congratulations to coach Janet Larson of Lacapal Valley. She was named the Camden Conference Coach of the Year. Quite an honor there, and she's done a fantastic job in her first year at Lacapal Valley. All right, here we go. Haley's in the batter's box. She's showing funk, pulls it back. One, here's the throw to second, and Kelsey steals second base. 5-3 at the score. Might want to call a friend. This might get interesting here in Cottonwood. Wushlager batting. Got a strike on her. Stevenson. The pitch to Haley, swung on and fall back. Haley Wushlager got a single in the third inning, came around to score. Kelsey Lund, her cousin, is at second base. Lacapal Valley down 5-3. Here's the pitch from Stevenson, and that's hit in the center field. Base hit, Lund is going to round third. She's going to score. Haley Wushlager with an RBI single. Making it 5-4 with nobody out. Haley Wushlager with a big hit. And the steal helped Kelsey to get the second. And here's Kylie Larson. Nobody down here in the bottom of the seventh. 5-4 the score. The Falcons leading by one. The pitch is high. Here's Haley, the throw down to second. Not in time. The ball's out in the center field. Wushlager's going to go to third. And she's going to try to score. It is a stall. And we're tied up. 5-5. Haley Wushlager trying to steal second base. They threw it to second. The ball went out in the center field. Haley scored. And they had the throw to home, and Haley scored, slided in the home plate, and the Eagles have tied it up. 5-5 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kylie Larson batting. And a little blooper to the first base. And oh, she makes a diving catch, Kettle. There's your first out. Oh, what an exciting play that was with the stolen base, and the ball goes out in the center. And here's Tania Tasso batting, swing and a miss for strike one. Well, the Eagles, they score one more run, they'll win it. Here's Tenaya, hit the down the right field line, out of play for strike one. Strike two, excuse me. Well, we need one of these girls, Dossel or Wusslager, who can hit home runs. Put one out. 5-5 the score here in the bottom of the seventh. Exciting game here in Lakeview. There's a shot out in the right field. It's going to drop in there for a base hit. Tenaya Tossel's on first base. She represents the winning run for Lacapaw Valley here in the bottom of the seventh inning. One out. Here's McClay Wusslager. McClay had an RBI in the third. Everyone will have their eyes on Tenaya Tossel. She represents the winning run here for the Eagles. And McClay swings at that one and fouls it back. A lot of Lacapaw fans standing up. Tension, drama here in Cottonwood right now. Section 3A softball. Here's a pitch to McClay Wusslager. It's high for a ball. One ball, one strike to McClay. Tenaya Tossel on first base. Here's a pitch, swing and a miss. Throw to first, then Tossel just gets back. Ooh, McClay was way behind on that one. Two strikes on McClay Wusslager. And the windup by Stevenson. Here's the pitch. Call strike three. Two outs. Right down the middle. Big strikeout there for the Falcon Stevenson. Well, here's Jenna Berkwell. Just need one more run, girls, and we'll play a 2 o'clock. Jenna Berkwell batting. Swings at the ball, fouls it back for strike one. Hope Tenaya had her Wheaties there. She got to get some speed as she rounds the bases. If Jenna can get a hold of a ball here. She swings a bat neck pitch and fouls it back for two quick strikes. So Jenna falls behind 0-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning, tied up 5-5. Jenna Berkwell with an opportunity here. Here's the windup and the pitch. And a ground ball right to short. She fields it, throws the first for the out, and we are going extra innings. Tied up 5-5, thanks to a big hit by Haley Wusslager and some good base running by Wusslager to tie the ball game up. We'll go to the top of the eighth inning. We'll be right back. Tied up 5-5.
Heartland Motor Company, in the heart of truck country. Heartland is gonna save you money. On a truck or car, you know where we are. Yeah. Right in the heart of truck country. An excellent selection, the biggest one in town. People love our prices and they come from miles around. We got new trucks, used trucks. See the deals on all our wheels. At Heartland Motor Company, in the heart of truck country.
See Heartland Motor Company, Morris.
All right, we're tied up here, 5-5, going extra innings here in Section 3A softball playoffs. The other game is over in the next field. Lakeview Lakers win 7-5 over TMB. Sadie Stelter just picked up the win for Lakeview. They're going to play at 2 o'clock. They'll take on the loser of Bold or Edgerton Southwest Christian. Here, we're in extra innings. How about that in the bottom of the seventh for the Eagles to tie it up? 5-5, here we go. A top of the eighth inning, the Falcons batting in a high pop-up, and this might be trouble. Aston Mullen coming in, makes the catch off the bat of Rinfish. Nice job by Aston Mullen running in hard from left field, making the catch. I thought it was going to drop in there for a base hit. And here's a deck batter, hits the ball in the center field, base hit. We got a courtesy runner. So the Falcons get a base hit there by Rinfish. And now here's Taylor Price. One out here in the top of the eighth inning, if you're tuning in. Extra innings here in Section 3A softball playoffs between the Eagles and the Falcons. Haley Wusslager pitching to Taylor Price, who's been swinging a hot bat. There's a strike called. Taylor is 3-for-4 on the day. All singles and an RBI. Swing and a miss for strike two. Boy, the Lockapurl Valley fans making some noise behind home plate right now. A lot of excitement here, and the pitch is low, and a hitter. And so we've got runners on first and second, and one out. And here's Megan Shannon, the second baseman. She struck out twice and walked. Well, the Falcons now threatening with this game tied 5-5. The winner moves on, plays at 2 o'clock. The loser's done. That's what's on the line here. And there's a swing and foul back by Megan Shannon for a strike. One ball, one strike. Falcons with runners on first and second. And there's one out here in the top of the eighth inning. Haley Wuschlager, the pitch, ground ball down the first baseline. I think it's going to go foul. It is. It's a foul ball. Two strikes on Shannon, the number five batter. In the batting order for Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove. Pitch is high for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. 5-5 the score. Top of the eighth, Wuschlager's pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. She went after a high fastball. Big strike out there for Haley Wuschlager. That's two outs. And it brings up Sophie Bellig, the designated player. Come on, Haley. Here's the pitch. Strong ball to Larson at third. She fields it slow and no. And Wuschlager makes the catch at first. That was dangerous. Low throw there by Kylie Larson from third. Wuschlager digs it up out of the dirt for the third out. And that held the Falcons scoreless there in the top of the eighth. Hey, we're going to the bottom of the eighth. The Eagles need one run. They'll win it. We're tied up by 5. We'll be right back.
Haugen Insurance Agency Incorporated has moved the Madison location. Our office is located at the front of the Erickson Chevrolet Garage in Madison on Highway 75. Our honest, no-pressure sales approach remains the same, along with our phone number, 320-598-3332. We apologize for any confusion, but please contact us with any questions about hours of service or if you'd like a farm visit for a free quote. We look forward to being your trusted crop insurance agent in 2017.
All right, Paul Ramo here at Lakeview High School. What a softball game between Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, and Lockapurl Valley. We are in extra innings, bottom of the eighth inning. The Eagles are coming to bat. It's going to be Maddie Passer, Ashton Molden, and Sidney Gertis, the 7, 8, 9 batters. Remember, the Eagles need one run, and they'll win it. The first pitch to Maddie Passer is low for a ball. Eagles were down by 2 runs in the bottom of the 7th, and they scored those 2 runs to force extra innings here. Here's the pitch to Maddie. Ground ball to third baseman, and Price with a clean fielding play and throws the first for your first out. A 5-3 putout. Maddie Passer down. Well, here's Ashton Molden. Wouldn't a home run be exciting? Wouldn't a home run be exciting? Might have to hold me down if that would happen. Here's a ground ball to short. The shortstop, Simonson, fields it, throws the first, and 2 outs. 2 quick outs, Passer and Molden both grounding out. And now, Sidney Gertis. Sidney Gertis at the plate. And Simon Stevenson's pitch, and there's a shot out to center field. Base hit for Sidney Gertis. Remember, Sidney's got some great speed. And she goes on the second, safe! Oh, heads up, base running by Sidney Gertis. They threw it. The center fielder was throwing the ball into the shortstop and didn't catch it. And Sidney saw that opportunity to go to second, and she did. So there you go. Gertis is at second, and Kelsey Lund at the plate. Oh, my. Kelsey Lund, no bat. And there's a high fly ball, deep left field, and it's going to go out of play. Ooh, Kelsey got a hold of that one, but it's just straightened it out a bit. Wow, heads up, base running. I don't know if Coach Sue Volk told her to go or Sidney did that on her own, but she gambled and it paid off. So Gertis is at second base. And Kelsey Lund just took the pitch a ball. Here we go. Turn your radios up. This might get exciting. Kelsey Lund and Stevenson's pitch. Swung on and foul back for strike two. So we got one ball, two strike count on Kelsey Lund. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Sidney Gurdes at second base. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Pop foul out of play again. Remember, we'll have baseball for you at 1 o'clock. We'll go to Canby, Lockport Valley, and KMS in baseball playoffs. Right now, Eagles trying to finish it here. Here's the pitch to Kelsey. Ground ball foul right to me here. Could have fielded that one if the fence wouldn't have been in the way. Wow. Can't get over the base running there by Gurdes to get the second base. That could be huge here. Let's see. Kelsey's got two strikes on her. Just wait. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul right by Coach Larson. And I feel some raindrops right now. Kelsey Lund, Coach Larson telling Kelsey to move up a little bit. Here we go. Kelsey Lund batting. Has an opportunity to win it for the Eagles here. Gurdes got some good speed at second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. And it's fair ball. Fair ball. Oh, the Eagles are going to win it. And the scores and the Eagles win. Fuck, the Paul Valley wins on Kelsey's run. Base hit right over to third base bay. And a little controversy if that was fair or foul or not. And the Eagles, the head coach for the Falcons, saying there's a big argument going on here between the Red Rock Central and Westbrook Wilder coach, saying that ball was foul. It was not fair. The base umpire said it was fair. I think it was fair. Went right over the third base bag in front of me. And Sidney Gurdes scores from second base to Eagles win it 6-5. How about that? The ball by Kelsey Lund with two strikes, and she ripped it down right over the third base bag, and that'll end the season for the Falcons, and the Eagles play again today. Wow. Was that exciting or what? The Eagles were down 5-3 in the seventh inning. They scored two in the seventh, and give credit to Gurdes' heads-up base running to get on second base. And then Kelsey Lund, with two strikes on her, hit the ball right over the third base bag. And the Eagles win it 6-5. Well, the Eagles will play at 2 o'clock. And against the loser of KMS in Wabasso, I believe. Well, loser of 14. Yep, loser of KMS in Wabasso. Well, we're not going to do a Neon Needles post-game show because we got so much to get done here before the start of the baseball game, but we will do the baseball game at 1 o'clock and then pick up the softball game after the baseball game, wherever we're at with that. So big win for Coach Larson as the Eagles will play at 2 o'clock here in Cottonwood. And just a reminder, we'll have Lockport Valley Baseball coming up at 1 o'clock. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by the Prairie Sun Bank, State Farm Insurance, Farmers Co-op Association, Lac Parle Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, State Bank of Taunton, United Prairie Bank, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Syngenta Seeds, Boris Crop Insurance, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Lac Parle Mutual Insurance. Section sports coverage brought to you by Heartland Motor Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dawson Truck Parts, Madison Dental Clinic, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ludvigson Tiling, Prairie Brand Seeds, Jeff Olson Seeds, Lac Parle Agency, Jim's Market. Sports brought to you by Heartland Eye Clinic, Olson Dray Service, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Lee Motor Company. Also by Jubilee Foods in Madison, First Security Bank of Canby, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports Coverage on 92.1 FM.